So this is CKVU interviews with DSU candidate Kayla Curran. Am I pronouncing your name, Kayla?
Yeah.
Right? Welcome, Kayla, to the show.
Thank you.
So what program are you enrolled in?
I'm in Bachelor of Arts, and I'm doing psychology and classics.
And what year are you in?
Fourth year.
And what position are you running for?
Vice President Internal.
Okay. You have some experience on the DSU Council. Tell us about your experience.
Well, this year I'm the arts rep, and last year I was the member at large from May to May. So it's been a good 2 years, a lot of really long, awful meetings as well, but you learn so many interesting things and meet a lot of great people, and I've learned so much about how the DSU's run the past 2 years, which I would never have found out otherwise. So it's been a great experience.
The DSU VP internal position has had some tough roles to play in the past. A year ago, they were one of the principal, well, they remain one of the principal correspondents between Dallas societies, and that meant Ennisburg during the time when they had a lot of media attention as well. And this year, the Vice President internal faced a recall motion. So obviously it's been a hot seat, so to speak, recently. Do you foresee there being issues next year that you might come up against if you're Vice President Internal?
Well, it's always hard to foresee. I'm sure Dan was very surprised when the Ennisburg issue arose. But I'm sure I'll be faced with many surprises, but I hope from being on council the last 2 years and kind of seeing how the last two Vice President Internals have dealt with it, that I'll be able to deal with any situation.
The DSU AGM is tonight, but when we air this, it'll have been done. Do you see the annual general meeting of the DSU as a chance to have students' voices heard, for students to be more engaged in student politics?
I do. Yeah, I do. I mean, last year, I don't know if you were there, but it was... I don't know what the right word to describe it was, really, but... I mean, as much as there was a lot of ill feeling in the room, I also feel that it was so great to see 400 or however many people come out when in the past they've struggled to get 75 people out. So I do think, while it's not the end of getting more students engaged, I think it's a great start and just seeing how many people actually do care about the issues.
Do you think that food alternatives on campus and exclusivity contracts are an issue, and how would you approach that next year?
Yeah, I think they're definitely an issue, obviously, as we have seen in the past few weeks. It's been so great and so refreshing to get so many emails from my constituents, because usually we hear nothing about any of the issues. So, I mean, that's something obviously really important to me, because I've gotten so much feedback about it. But you also have to keep in mind that there are 1,500 students that signed the petition, and that's a really big number, but there was also 13,000 that didn't sign the petition, so you have to keep their interests in mind as well when you're dealing with that. So I think it's a tough balance, but I think there are a lot of alternatives, and I think that getting student consultation before we enter into new contracts is gonna be really, really great. I'm not sure if you've heard about the new motion that passed, that they're going to now be writing a contracts policy, which will list any rules that the DSU executive will have to follow before they enter into contracts, and it includes a student consultation period. So I think that will be really great.
Good. Well, that sounds good. If elected to the position, what kinds of initiatives would you like to see, or where will you put your energy if you're in the position?
There's a few areas. I think there's definitely some society training and leadership that we need to go in. Brains for Change was a really big success this year, and I'd love to see that combined with a number of different things and maybe put at the beginning of the year for society leaders to develop their leadership skills. So I think that's a big one. Sustainability is obviously big for everybody. Having a green guide for societies to make their events more green, I think, is a really big one. And accessibility is an issue, and a number of different ways, accessibility to communication, and yeah, the new website is obviously gonna be a huge part in that, but I think there's also more we can do, and also accessibility for students with disabilities of all sorts, not just physical disabilities, but psychological disabilities as well.
Awesome. Okay, and now for some not-so-serious questions. These are from Inside the Actor's Studio.
Okay.
James Lipton.
Good show.
Okay, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word? Sandal.
And what's your least favorite word?
Deadline.
What turns you on?
Passion.
And what turns you off?
Lack of commitment.